For our evening Old Testament reading, we'll go to Judges 13. Judges 13. And as we've been going through Judges, we've seen one judge after another. And following a judge, there'll be a time of backsliding, and then the people being in distress because of their enemies having power over them, and then the Lord delivers them with another judge. Here in Judges 13, we have the birth of Samson, their next deliverer. So hear now the word of the Lord from Judges 13. And the people of Israel again did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. So the Lord gave them into the hand of the Philistines for 40 years. There was a certain man of Zoah, of the tribe of the Danites, whose name was Manoah, and his wife was barren and had no children. And the angel of the Lord appeared to the woman and said to her, "Behold, you are barren and have not borne children, but you shall conceive and bear a son. Therefore be careful and drink no wine or strong drink, and eat nothing unclean. For behold, you shall conceive and bear a son. No razor shall come upon his head, for the child shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb, and he shall begin to save Israel from the hand of the Philistines." Then the woman came and told her husband, "A man of God came to me, and his appearance was like the appearance of the angel of God, very awesome. I did not ask him where he was from, and he did not tell me his name. But he said to me, 'Behold, you shall conceive and bear a son. So then drink no wine or strong drink, and eat nothing unclean, for the child shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb to the day of his death.' Then Manoah prayed to the Lord and said, 'O Lord, please let the man of God whom you sent come again to us and teach us what we are to do with the child who will be born.' And God listened to the voice of Manoah, and the angel of God came again to the woman as she sat in the field. But Manoah, her husband, was not with her. So the woman ran quickly and told her husband, 'Behold, the man who came to me the other day has appeared to me.' And Manoah arose and went after his wife, and came to the man, and said to him, 'Are you the man who spoke to this woman?' And he said, 'I am.' And Manoah said, 'Now when your words come true, what is to be the child's manner of life, and what is his mission?' And the angel of the Lord said to Manoah, 'Of all that I said to the woman, let her be careful. She may not eat of anything that comes from the vine, neither let her drink wine or strong drink, or eat anything unclean, any unclean thing. All that I commanded her, let her observe.' Manoah said to the angel, 'Please let us detain you and prepare a young goat for you.' And the angel of the Lord said to Manoah, 'If you detain me, I will not eat of your food. But if you prepare a burnt offering, then offer it to the Lord.' For Manoah did not know that he was the angel of the Lord. And Manoah said to the angel of the Lord, 'What is your name, so that when your words come true, we may honor you?' And the angel of the Lord said to him, 'Why do you ask my name, seeing it is wonderful?' So Manoah took the young goat with the grain offering and offered it on the rocks to the Lord, to the one who works wonders. And Manoah and his wife were watching. And when the flame went up toward heaven from the altar, the angel of the Lord went up in the flame of the altar. Now Manoah and his wife were watching, and they fell on their faces to the ground. The angel of the Lord appeared no more to Manoah and to his wife. Then Manoah knew that he was the angel of the Lord. And Manoah said to his wife, 'We shall surely die, for we have seen God.' But his wife said to him, 'If the Lord had meant to kill us, he would not have accepted a burnt offering and a grain offering at our hands, or shown us all these things, or now announced to us such things as these.' And the woman bore a son and called his name Samson. And the young man grew, and the Lord blessed him, and the Spirit of the Lord began to stir him in Maanah-Dan between Zorah and Eshtaol. And that's the word of the Lord. And now some comments on that. In verse 1, we have the repetition of the same situation as we have had in prior chapters. The people did evil, and the Lord put them under the oppression of an enemy. And here it is for 40 years. And in the scripture, 40 years represents a time of testing. The number 40 generally represents a long time of testing. And so 40 years was a long time to be under the hand of the Philistines. But God sent them another deliverer, and it is going to be Samson. And as in the case of Gideon, there was a miracle at work in the birth of Samson, a promise made to a barren woman. And there were others that were promised in this way, Isaac and Joseph and Samuel. And am I wrong about Gideon? Now I'm wondering. Anyway, this is a pattern we see. John the Baptist is another. A promise made to a barren woman, and then we have the birth. And so, it's interesting, I think, the angel reveals himself to Manoah's wife and not to Manoah twice. And the second time, she goes and gets Manoah. And it's a little bit of a puzzle. Why would God reveal himself to the wife and not to the husband first? But we see at the end of the chapter, she seems maybe wiser in spiritual things than he is. And that's the case many times. Men are blessed to have a wife with spiritual discernment. She seems to understand the purpose of this angel's visit was not to their harm, but to their blessing. And so he is instructed by the angel who first appears to his wife. But he had a good question. What is to be the mission? What is to be the manner of this child that we would bring him up? And he's given the same answer that was given to his wife, that he is to be set apart. That's what a Nazarite was to be. Set apart, sanctified, consecrated for a special work. And so these practices of not cutting the hair, not eating the fruit of the vine or drinking it, these things applied to Samson even before he was born, as his mother would observe those same things. They asked, Manoah asked for the angel's name, and this brings to mind Jacob's question to the one who was wrestling with him. What is your name? Give me your name. And in both cases, they were not really told. It's not clear whether wonderful is actually the angel's name or whether he's just saying you wouldn't understand it if I told you. But it's just another indication of the holiness of this one who has come to visit and instruct Manoah and his wife. And we'll find in the next chapters, Samson proves to be a poor example to follow in many ways. But he has great promise at this point, being born and the Spirit moving in him, being born in a miraculous birth and the Spirit moving in him at a young age. And it's a shadow of that great deliverer that would come one day, not after 40 years of oppression, but after the age of the earth oppression, where men were under the oppression of the devil being under the delusion of the devil and subject to his power, but then released in that freedom that comes in Jesus Christ. And so we'll see Samson is a shadow, a very poor one at points, but a shadow of the great deliverer, Jesus Christ. Okay. Now let's have a time of prayer. And I'll be praying about some of the concerns of the congregation. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we praise you that you have sent deliverers to your people time after time. And we see what a temporary effect those deliverers had in the book of Judges. And we see how much better a deliverer, a Savior is in our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for not sparing your own Son. You sent many before him to foreshadow him, but you spared not your own Son, who would be the ultimate deliverer. And we thank you for that gracious deliverance that you have made to free us from the bondage of the evil one and bring us into the glorious freedom of the children of God. We praise you and thank you for such mercy and grace, such condescension, that you would deal with sinners as though they were sons, even adopting us into your own family. And we bring before you, Father, more of these concerns of our congregation. We prayed concerning some this morning, and we pray for others this evening. We think in this new year of our college students who are returning to their classes, and we pray for Lauren and David and Justin and Jesse and others among us, Father, who are returning to their work and to their schooling. And we pray especially for our sons and daughters in college and ask that you would grant them the strength and the resolve to be lights in a dark place, to work hard and to serve you in those places. Enable them even to be witnesses where you have placed them. And grant, Father, your protection of them as they face so many opposing ideas and even enemies of our Lord Jesus, those who would tempt them to stray and even try to convince them of false religions or atheism. Grant, Father, that the things that they have been taught would come to mind, that your word and your Holy Spirit would come to their rescue, and that you would strengthen them against such attacks of the evil one. And bless them in their studies, Father. Grant success in these things and prepare each one of them for that calling that you have for them. We pray for little ones, for young ones who are recently born or to be born. We think of Andrew and Dina's baby in the womb, and we ask for your blessing on that little one, your protection of that one, and the blessing of normal development and a normal and healthy delivery. We pray that you would bring about all good things in that, in their time, and provide financially for those medical services that are needed. We thank you for directing them to a midwife that seems agreeable with their desires and is a Christian. We pray that that would prove to be a great blessing in their lives and a very wise decision. And we pray for Nick Perez and Lorraine Perez and that baby that was born to Lorraine. And we ask that you would bless that little one and grant, Father, if it would please you, the great miracle of grace in that child's life, despite Lorraine's decisions that would work against that. We know that you are able to do all your holy will and overcome every obstacle in the bringing of your elect to salvation. And so we pray that you would protect that little one and cause that one to grow and to even come to our Lord Jesus in due time. And we pray for the Birchsneider's baby. We thank you for the birth of a new baby in a Christian home. And we pray that you would bless that baby and these parents and bring forth true faith in that little one in due time. Grant your rich blessing to them and wisdom in their training of her and in all things relating to her. We thank you that they could visit grandparents and share the joy of this birth. And we thank you for answering so many prayers in the bringing of this child into the world, that she would be strong and healthy, and that you would sustain Jessica through that difficult labor. As you have promised, labor will be painful, but you have, along with that promise, given the blessing of your presence and your help. And we praise you for that. We thank you, Father, for news of John's mother and brother and those that are with them, that they have made it to Kenya and are in safer territory and seem well on their way to being conducted into a safe place in a refugee camp. We pray for their comfort and strength, that you would protect them from the elements and from any that would seek to harm them or take advantage of them, and bring them safely to a safe and comfortable place according to your good pleasure and your kind providence. And we do pray again for the bringing of John's wife and daughters to the U.S. in due time. We pray that that application that has been made would be processed and completed soon, and that the funds that are needed would be collected soon, and that they would be brought here and join us. And join John, we pray, that you would complete that family. It is not good for man to be alone, and we pray that he would not be alone much longer, but that you would bring his wife here and his daughters and grant them safe passage here, we pray. And we ask that you would grant us your blessing in the remainder of this service and assist your servant as he opens the word to us. Accompany your word with your Holy Spirit, for we cry out to you our inability to truly hear your word apart from the help of your Holy Spirit. And so we pray that you would grant him to us. We make these prayers in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.